With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A 10-year-old child is one of at least 15 people killed during an attack at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. Former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Trump, Victoria Coates, describes the shooting as a particular heinous act of violence.
We learn more about the father and son, and just think, let that sink in for a minute. The father and son decided on the first day of Hanukkah, this is what they were going to do, and there was no cooler head to prevail.
Coates made her comments to the Salem Radio Network. Media reports say both suspects have been identified as Pakistani nationals living in Australia. Authorities and intelligence agencies describe them as Muslim with ties to extremist Islamic ideology and that they found an ISIS flag in their vehicle. Legendary filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle are dead of apparent stab wounds in Los Angeles. Police have launched a full homicide investigation and have arrested their son Nick on suspicion with bail set at $4 million. Also at SRNews.com, police in Providence, Rhode Island are changing lanes in their investigation into a weekend shooting that left two people dead. In comments airing on WCVB-TV, Providence Mayor Brett Smiley says investigators are looking for more information after releasing their first person of interest in the case.
We are searching for additional video evidence. And so neighbors in the area of Brown University should expect to see Providence police in the neighborhood canvassing, looking for additional evidence, specifically looking for additional video evidence.
Saturday's attack set off hours of chaos across the Ivy League campus as hundreds of officers searched for the shooter and urged students at that time, as well as staff members, to shelter in place. Federal agents say they've disrupted a major bombing plot targeting Los Angeles celebrations. Four suspects are now in custody. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism breaks out in Michigan.
It was an unwelcome surprise for the girls' volleyball team at Monroe High School. They showed up for a match and discovered that one of the players on the other team was a boy. They also had to share a locker room facility with the boy. Parents are in an uproar, and a federal Title IX complaint has been filed. In January, the Supreme Court is due to hear arguments on a pair of state laws that ban males from competing against females in school sports. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Chinese government is using the latest surveillance technology to control and monitor its own officials. Among its targets is Li Shanglang, a Chinese former vice mayor, hunted by Beijing for criticizing the Communist Party. Li fled to the U.S. before he could be arrested and has now found refuge with members of a Chinese church who are also living in exile. Church members are building a new life thousands of miles away from China. This is SRN News. The weekend storm dumped heavy snow on parts of the Northeast.
The storm began Saturday and dropped several inches of snow around the New York, New Jersey metro area. Light snow also fell over parts of New England. Crews in New Jersey and New York are working to clear roads. The weather has caused a delay of more than 1,000 flights and the cancellation of more than 100 others.
That's Andrew Stewart reporting a conservative victory in Latin America politics.
Chile's ultra-conservative former lawmaker José Antonio Kast secured a stunning victory in the presidential election Sunday. He defeated the candidate of the center-left governing coalition, setting the stage for the country's most right-wing government in 35 years of democracy.
And that report from correspondent Lawrence Brooks. Slow going on Wall Street. Right now, all the major indexes are off. The Dow is down 61 points at this hour. The Nasdaq down 65. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.